Just want to read Psalm 84 this morning. Please open a Bible. It's a beautiful psalm about the pilgrimage of the Israelites going to Jerusalem. Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. Verse 7 is a very important part of the psalm. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on our anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Just think about it. Better is one day in your courts, which is the house of God, than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God, praise God, than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Let me read it again. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Praise God. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Pretty absolute statement. Amen? No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Praise God. Blessed, let's all say it together, please. Blessed, O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. One more time. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Amen. I am am standing to lead in trembling and in fear. But I know God is in control. Praise God. You know how happy I am to be here among you. Look forward every time to be with the saints, just to worship God and receive the blessings that God has for each one of us. People of God, I just want to say something very important. Anticipate great things from God in this camp. Keep your expectation level high, because God will never miss his target. Amen? Hallelujah. If we are willing to yield, willing to receive the gifts that he has for us, he's going to give it to us. Praise God. Set your altitude high, not low. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shall we stand up? Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside. Praise God. We need to be filled with this power this morning, people of God. We know that He lives inside of us, but we should be constantly reminded of His indwelling presence. Only then we will be aware of His power in this earthen vessel. Glory to God. You know, even though we say, welcome Holy Spirit, He's already here. That's just a prayer that we make from our heart. For His Spirit to be in our midst. We just sing that first part of the song one more time. And just feel the Holy Spirit working in us and empowering us and living inside of us this morning. Welcome, Holy Spirit, in your presence, in your power, inside of me, welcome, Holy Spirit. Peace, peace, wonderful. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Page 171 in your red book. This is Brother Frank Patterson always saying I was to be so emotional when he sang this, led this song in the meeting. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. People of God, are we willing to go all the way? Oh, praise God. Let this camp be a camp of yielding to God more than ever before. We'll be able to follow him all the way.
With a strong arm, always delivered his people. I say unto thee, my arm is strong for thee, and I am mighty in the camp. And I will go before thee and lead the way. Only be thou of a broken and a contrite spirit, saith the Lord. For surely my hand shall deliver thee into that which I have promised. It shall not be a token, but it shall be in reality, saith the Lord your God. Ye shall see with your eyes the glory of God descending upon the earth, upon the sons of men, and you shall do exploits with me, saith the Lord. Nothing shall stand before my church, saith God, but I shall empower thee as thou dost see thyself as small before me, I will be great in thy midst, saith the Lord. Therefore, take courage today and be aware that surely I will go with thee all the way, and I shall lead thee with a strong arm. Amen. Be not faint today, but be thou courageous, saith the Lord. For my son is in the midst of thy camp, and he is triumphant over all, and Amen. He shall be your deliverer as a people, saith the Lord thy God.
Till they be endued with power from on high, is what he said.
Glory.
Yea, thou art the 120, saith the Lord. Yea, in this age of the closing dispensations, O Lord, we look to you, we ask for thy grace and thy mercy, that thou wilt hold us, O Lord, near to thee, and speak into our hearts thy words, dear Lord. We ask for thy grace as we go along.
Amen.
Thou wilt put thy words in our mouth. Yea, thou must spend time in my presence, saith the Lord. Be willing to give thyself to me, saith the Lord, and to wait upon me. Yea, and to be changed, saith the Lord, to bow thine heart, to bow thy personality,
yes.
To bow thy mind, saith the Lord. yea, and become as nothing.
Glory.
Yea, and take unto thyself the mind of the Christ, saith the Lord, and be filled with the Spirit, and be covered with his blood.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yea, for the kingdom of God and his reign, yea, is being established in the earth. For lo, I say unto thee, yea, is this not my reign? Are you not the body of Christ, yea, of the living God? Yea, I say unto thee, humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Yea, and he shall lift thee up. He shall fill thee to Amen. Overflowing. For lo, this is the heritage of the saints, that you walk humbly, yea, with the Lord thy God, and that you see yourself as nothing except for the hand of God, yea, be upon thee and in thee and through thee. My people, have I not said, yea, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God? Lo, have I not shown thee, yea, here a little and there a little, yea, yes, that when I do send thee, yea, to give even a cup of cold water unto somebody, a smile, a hello, yea, does not their lives show that they have been touched by the Almighty God? Lo, I say unto thee, my people, this is the day, this is the hour, yea, that I am going to pour out my Spirit upon thee. Yea, believe that I am in the camp. Believe Amen. That I do reign in this earth. Amen. This is my kingdom, Amen. Saith the Lord. You are my people, and I have given unto thee, and I will give unto thee my Spirit. So my people, I say unto thee, humble thyself in the sight of me, and I shall touch thee, I shall fill thee, I shall do great exploits through thee, but thou must be humble before me, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Yea, be afraid of nothing, says the Lord. For yea, the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, is with you. He is your helper. He is your strength. He is your shield. He is your rock. He is your fortress. He is yes. your refuge, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Yea, therefore, fear not what is to come. For yea, you have a hiding place in me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As a father doth speak to his sons and daughters, yea, I say unto thee this day, believe thou in the Lord thy God, yea, in all that he has set before thee, saith the Lord. Yea, set this in thy mind, that there is nothing that is impossible to thy God, and yea, that all things are possible. O my people, let faith rise up in thy heart and thy mind, yea, to dispel the doubts and the fears that have filled thee for so long. Oh, my people, enter in.
Yes.
Yea, enter in boldly.
Yes.
Yea, be thou courageous and take the land, saith the Lord, for am I not with thee? I do set before thee that challenge, saith the Lord. Art thou willing to enter in? Oh, my people, take up those tools which I have given thee. Let them set in thy hand and use them, saith the Lord. Yea, to do exploits for me, for yea, we together we shall take the land, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I am the captain of thy salvation, saith the Lord, and I have heard the words of thy mouth this day. Yea, you have said you would follow me, and yea, I will take you at your word. Yea, I will do those things in your life that are needful and that are necessary to bring you to the place that I will take you, saith the Lord. Yea, now you have done what you have needed to do. Yea, now stand and watch the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
Saith the Lord.
I have put my word in thy heart, saith the Lord. Yea, and I am taking possession, saith God. Yea, I am perfecting my saints, saith the Lord. Yea, I have given unto thee to put thyself under my anointing, saith the Lord. Yea, therefore, in this work is not thy work, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Yea, but it is mine. Yea, and every tower that doth raise itself against me in your heart, saith the Lord, I have power to flatten, saith God. Yea, I have power to bring all pride and dominion under my feet, saith the Lord. Yea, therefore fear not for the things in the world. Yea, and fear not for the things in thy heart, saith the Lord. When thou dost see imperfection, saith the Lord, rise. Yea, it is rising, saith the Lord, because I will flatten it. Yea, it is rising, saith the Lord, so that my spirit can deal with it, saith the Lord. Yea, I have given unto thee to be perfected in my spirit, saith the Lord. Yea, therefore in my spirit this thing shall be done, and not in thine, saith God.
It's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. People of God, my spirit is on thee. My spirit is in thee. My spirit is around thee. And my spirit will lead thee to my path, to my direction. Depend on the Spirit. Do not depend on your accolades, your achievements, your wealth. Depend on my Spirit, says the Lord. It is a realm of spiritual height. It is a realm of spiritual understanding. It's a realm beyond this earth. My people, I am calling you today to transcend yourself to that spiritual realm and depend on the Spirit for your life, for decisions, for what you have to do, because my Spirit can penetrate to the things that the world cannot. My Spirit will open the doors which the world cannot. Therefore, my people, depend on my Spirit. My Spirit is able, thus saith the Lord.
You must learn how to give things up. You must learn how
Hallelujah.
To lose of yourself.
Hallelujah.
And be sensitive to the Spirit. Yea, think not that thou art great or thou art wonderful and that you know what to do. But is it not true that you need to be teachable and to be as a little child? To learn, be willing to learn, giving up your own thoughts, not thinking that you know it all, not thinking that you have everything, but allowing the Holy Spirit to teach you. For there will be times of great pressure,
Jesus,
and there will be times of great release. And that's when you will learn. And you will learn as you yield yourself and surrender. And as the Lord calls, and it may not be the way you want to go, but I will lead you, saith the Lord. If you trust in me with all of your heart,
Amen.
and allow my spirit to point the way that you will go. And remember the Lord Jesus, who was the great example.
Yes.
Did he not say, not my will, but yours be done, saith the Lord?
We place you on the highest place. One prayer request before us. Ruth, are you able to come up, or is it you, Ruth Tyler? Oh, so the request is, pray that she will not have any pain so that she can sit and enjoy the services. That is for Ruth Tyler, submitted by Mark Tyler, Winkler, Manitoba. Are you able to come? Okay. Come over.
Thank you for your patience. Would you mind just standing and stretch your hands up?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The Lord is a good healer.
Yes. Well, in this camp, we are believing the Lord for healing, for miracles, for deliverances, for anything that God has in store for us. Because he said that he will fulfill his word. And so, Father, upon the authority of your word, as you have entrusted upon us, your servants, when you told us that they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover.
Yes, Jesus.
In accordance with your word, upon the authority of your word, we lay
Jesus,
hands upon our sister.
Now.
And in agreement, Lord, we speak the word of healing and let your virtue just flow through this
let
human body,
yes.
touching her pelvis,
yes.
touching her from the crown of her head
yes,
to the sole of her
Lord
feet.
God.
Today we claim divine healing. We believe you are the great healer, the mighty God,
Amen.
The everlasting Father. We thank you, Lord,
glory,
in you. Rest your mighty power. We thank you for touching
let
our sister
yes.
and
yes,
causing her
Jesus.
The pain to just be
yes,
relieved.
Jesus.
And a work of healing, a work of miracle,
yes,
a work
Lord,
of a touch
Lord,
from the Master's
Amen.
Hand.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for that virtue to that flow through this body. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Praise
thank God.
God. Amen.
Thank you.
Matt, but it's not swine. Oh,
the brethren come for the communion. We'll partake of the communion now. Is it 14? We have 14 deacons come, please.
At a great expense to himself, Jesus bore our sins and carried our sorrows. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. This is a very reverent time before the Lord. Can we have a little help with the microphone, please? Hold it closer. And I'm repeating myself. We want to groom our spirit and our soul this morning in preparation. And God has much in store for us that he wants to help us with. Let's just let me read to you about that evening when Jesus met with the 12 disciples. In Mark 14:22, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is a time when we look to Jesus to meet and supply all of our needs. By the impartation of elders' hands, whoever's been assigned to lay hands on the bread and the cup, Jesus Christ His Spirit is imparted to that for you, so that whatever our need is, physical, emotional, for struggling with sin, whatever our struggle is, this is the time where we lay that before the Lord. We take a few moments and we examine ourselves and recognize our need for God. If you are a believer, you are welcome to partake. If you are not a believer, now is a good time to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are struggling with rebellion and sin, now is the time that we can lay that before Him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I will partake in faith, believing that You can deliver me from these things that are troubling me. So let us take a few moments and just look to the Lord quietly together. Father, we thank You for Jesus. We thank You, dear Lord, that we can partake of Your very self, Your essence, Your anointing, Your Spirit. And as we lay hands on this bread and bless it and break it, we pray, dear Lord, that You would impart Your Spirit into it, that we may be changed, that we may be delivered, that we may have more of You. For You said, without Me you can do nothing. We need You, Lord. We bless it and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. If anyone has been missed, would you please raise your hand? Then let us partake together.
Heavenly Father, we humbly wait before the throne of grace. The blood that you shed on the cross will never lose its power. It floweth freely, and it cleanses really.
Yes.
And all may drink thereof, if they but will. You asked us, Lord, to examine our hearts and our lives. You are the only one that can change us, Lord, from glory to Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, dear Lord. And you promised to us, dear Lord, that we would stand in your likeness and in your image, and without your blood, we cannot do that.
Yes.
Father, as we partake this morning, dear Lord, we pray that you'll impart your life, your changing life, your transformation, dear Lord, the transforming life of Jesus Christ. May it be imparted as we lay our hands upon it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let us partake in faith, believing.
We're also going to worship God in giving of an offering today. This will be for the expenses of this camp. Anyone making checks out would make them to Sharon Schools. Otherwise, if you want an envelope, raise your hand and envelopes will be provided. You can put cash in there for a receipt, I believe. And Dennis, would you just ask God's blessing, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for the provisions that you have given us and the way that you meet all of our needs. And we just ask that as this gift is given back to you, that it would be used for your glory as you distribute it where the needs may be. We ask this in thy name.
Good to see everyone here. I've been told that there's more people watching online than there is here. Hello to them too. Welcome your comments and participation. There's been a wonderful spirit here. I think most of what I had to say was prophesied this morning. That's a wonderful confirmation. That's a wonderful thing. I want to talk to you about someone about intercessory prayer and what it does. When we're looking at God's calling for us, it's a spiritual calling. And the Lord has a pattern. We've heard a lot about the pattern God has, the pattern that Moses had for the tabernacle. We have a pattern too. Our pattern is Christ. And the nature of Christ is going to be what the nature of sonship is. And it should be, as was prophesied this morning, it should be our goal to let ourselves go so that we're not visible, and let the Holy Spirit flow through us unhindered. In our nature, it's hard to let go of our minds and ideas and the things that we'd like to see, the concerns that we have. And as we start this camp, we're going to have a lot of different aspects presented. I loved Brother Luff's illustration in at the beginning of Feast, where he spoke and he said the camp is like the different aspects that an architect has of building a house. You have a front view and a side view. You have a floor plan. There's sometimes, even depending on the intricacy of the house, a plan for the electrical, a plan for the plumbing. They're all separate pages. But when they all come together, there's a beautiful construction, a beautiful house to be a home for someone. And that's what God has given each of us, is a ministry that is only a part of the whole. And it's God's interest for us to walk into the spirit of our ministry that he's given us, and let go of our concerns about how it's all going to come together. Each of us has had experiences where we went through some trial or struggle, or even in the midst of one right now, and it was necessary for us to trust God for it to all come together. And that's what God is looking for, is for us to submit to his faith and his righteousness. And the way to do that, I believe, is through prayer. Each of us has been given, as I mentioned, gifts and ministries. And when you're given your gifts and ministries, sometimes you can say in your heart, well, you know, that's not me. I'm never going to be like that. That's the opposite of my personality. I'll never be able to speak to anybody. I'll never be able to go to anybody. Or you might think, faith. I probably have the lowest level of faith of anybody. And you think, you know, I constantly have doubts and things. God is not concerned with your abilities. He's concerned with, as was ministered to us, with your submission to his plan for you. Because he'll make you into what he wants you to be. And one way that you can look to do that is through intercessory prayer. In fact, many traits of an intercessor, especially a strong intercessor, emphasizes the concerns that you have for justice and equity, and you look around you and see a lack of righteousness, a lack of justice, a lack of equity. And that's because God has given you that nature, so that through your prayers you will intercede for God's kingdom to come, where there will be justice and equity, and every need will be met and every tear shall be dry. Or you may have a personality and you think, even in your own heart, well, I'm so judgmental. Why am I so judgmental? It's because God has given you that concern again. And if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to take that concern and take that nature and enter into the spiritual realm and wage spiritual warfare, then you will just be a natural judgmental person. Or you will just be a person that's never satisfied with the lack of righteousness and lack of equity that there is in the world. And as the brethren have mentioned, we're coming to an age where there is a culmination. There's a great culmination coming, where the fullness of time is coming to pass, and where God is looking for these spiritual gifts to come together to be a body of Christ. And God has not given you your ministry as an avenue to look around and see what's lacking, because your ministry will be strong in those areas, and you can get a point of view that is very single.
That's why there's multiplicity of ministry. And so, and I'm a fine one to talk, I must admit. There was a time when I looked to make a lot of change, when I prophesied too long and ministered too much. And I knew something was wrong. And I'd talk to some of the brethren, and one of them would say, "Oh, it's you're ministering too long." Or one of the elders, who was a good friend of mine, came up to me and said, "You know, you're ministering too long. If you keep doing that, people just will stop listening to you when you start to preach." And that's true. That's what happens. You say, "Oh, well, there he goes again." Well, now you have a phone you can check. Well, I'll just check my phone. Well, hopefully not. But because of ministry, I was talking. I happened to mention it to Brother Berg, and you know he's a fairly direct guy, you know, and he just said, "Nat, the teaching comes from the front. It doesn't come from you." That was it. That was what I was looking for. And you know, that's so necessary for us to look at ourselves and see, what part do I have to bring the body of Christ together, not separate? And we're in an age when our thinking is being constantly challenged out there, when there's an effort on the enemy's part to undermine our values, to undermine our thinking, to change the way we think, to think that what is good is not good, and what isn't good is good. And there's only one solution to that, and that's the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you, there's no lack of the Holy Spirit. You have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. What is lacking is our submission to the Holy Spirit. To let it be our guide. To let it bring us into all truth. And the only way that that can happen is for us to bring your concerns. Yes, if you have concerns. If you have concerns in your home, you have concerns in your community, you have concerns in the church, you certainly have concerns about the country, and about the way the world is going. Those things are to be brought before God. He says, and I was reminded by Brother Merv, and he mentioned this at one of the feasts, God put Israel in a place where they were in severe trial and bondage and slavery. It wasn't to punish them. It was to get them to cry out, to intercede. And it says God heard their cry, and he heard their groanings. It wasn't just some kind of prayer. They were groaning within themselves for liberty. They were interceding to God, and he heard them. Prayer wasn't for God's benefit, but the prayer and the situation and those prayers of groaning and intercession brought their hearts and their minds into harmony with God. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to bring his church into harmony with his plan. It's not about our plan. It's not about what we see that needs to be done. Because God's in charge. God will bring equity. God will bring justice. God will bring truth. God will bring his church without spot or wrinkle. No man can stop it. But if we're going to be part of it, there has to be that submission to the Holy Spirit and that desire for an anointing to permeate our being and to direct all of our thoughts and ways. It's intercessory prayer and a focus on what is needed that will bring that to pass. And I would just like to talk about what I think the greatest work of intercessory prayer is, I think we all can intercede in prayer. I don't think we begin to touch what God wants to manifest in the gifts of the Spirit. God is wanting to do things far and beyond we've ever seen before in the gifts of the Spirit. Paul, when he talked about prophecy, and we experience tremendous prophecy, but I believe there's a prophecy, as it talks about in the Holy Word, that there can be a reality of a man coming into the church and hearing his very life laid out in such a way that he falls upon his knees and confesses his need for God. There's no need for an altar call in a situation like that, but it's the Holy Spirit touching a heart. And I believe the same is true in intercessory prayer. We can get down on our knees and begin to pray, but if we will commit ourselves to God, there will be a power of intercession come upon our prayer that we've never experienced before, and that's what God is looking for. And the greatest thing that I think God is looking for us to pray for and to not just submit to, but to give ourselves wholly to, and it's throughout the Scripture. There is the power of the Holy Spirit, but there is a need for focus, a need for us to look to this. You all know this, Psalm 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Where is there unity on the earth today? Nowhere. Even people who have committed themselves to the same political course have trouble getting things done, because everybody has their own idea, and more so than even there was before. Unity is God's desire. Unity is mentioned throughout the Scripture over and over again, but here is probably the most lovely description. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. It's talking about the anointing oil. It's talking about the flow of the anointing. Not just covering your head, not just flowing off your being, but running down from you and off of you. As the dew of Hermon and the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Where? Where there's unity, where there's submission to the Spirit of unity. And as we talk about these things, we're not just talking about an action, we're talking about a spirit. There's no, how would you say, there's no purpose in you just submitting in the natural. You need to get down on your knees and pray with your spirit to God and allow the spirit of unity to come upon you. You need to allow the spirit of submission to come upon you. You need to allow your spirit to be brought together into the anointing of God and into the body of Christ. Because there's where the blessing is, life forevermore. Nowhere else. If we all keep our own ideas and push our own ways, It won't happen to us. It'll happen to someone. I like Brother Richards ministered on this, and some of it I think he talked to me about. He said, you know, you come together and you have something from the Lord, and you just put it on the table. And I don't know if I could do that, but you're not supposed to push it. Don't push. Don't push. You just put it on the table, and the brethren will look at it. And if the anointing is there to confirm it, then it'll go. And if it isn't, you let it go. Maybe another time it'll come up again. You never know. And he, when he was ministering, he said that that's, we just take what we have and we just give it to the Lord. And the Lord, we don't have to fear that the Lord is going to take it. If he takes it, he'll bless it and he'll give it back to us. More blessed than it was before. But every place, I was so thankful for the song we sang about peace, because everywhere we look now, there's fear. Media's, I mean, they make their living fear-mongering, taking little tropical storms and trying to build them up into hurricanes and following them every moment of the way, or taking little incidences and just trying to get us to be more and more concerned because we'll watch them. What did the disciples have? Peace, didn't they? Jesus was with them and he spoke peace to the storm twice. And you see that from then on, after they were endued with power from on high, they walked in peace. They were called in before the same men that crucified Christ and told not to speak. And when they went back to their brethren, they all prayed, and they didn't mention anything about giving them a freedom from fear of these guys that had killed their Christ. They said, give us boldness to speak the word of God. God will give us boldness when we focus on the unity that he wants us to have in as a body of Christ. Jesus prayed that we all might be one more than once. So he says, I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. How will the world know that God has sent Christ and that he loves each one? How will they feel the love of God through us when we're made perfect in one? Oh, God wants us to look to unity. God wants us to submit to unity. God wants us to pray and intercede for unity in the body of Christ. And God wants us to allow his Spirit to bring faith into our hearts to believe, because faith is a gift from God. And that's what's lacking today. Faith. Why do young people live together? Why do they take hold of things that God is wanting to give them in marriage, but they want to have them right now? Because they don't have faith to believe. Why do people not believe that God can't heal defects even from birth, let alone things that we're struggling with? Because there's no faith to believe it. But God is willing to give faith when we will come together and let go of our desire to have things the way we want to see them. Because it's not about us. Our pattern is Christ. The Christ that said, I do nothing of myself. The Christ that said, said, I wait for the Holy Spirit. The natural mind tells us, oh, you've got to say something. You've got to do something. You can't be an enabler. You can't just let this go on. Why not? God's in charge. But you can intercede. You can pray the concerns of your heart out. In fact, that's what God's called you for. To pray the concerns of your heart. Every time something rises within you that even distresses your spirit, get on your knees. Pray it out to God, because that's how God has created you. We're here in a time when God is going to speak to us, this camp, about many different things. But let's allow the Holy Spirit to give us that vision of the temple of God from the different angles. Let's appreciate everything that comes forth. Let's appreciate the ministry and allow that ministry, and allow the Holy Spirit to bring that ministry together in our hearts and our minds. Let's let this be a time where we let go, and we're not going to judge or be put off by what's said or what is done, and just take it before the Lord. And if you're struggling with something that's said or something that happens, go back to where your place is and get on your knees. Talk to the Lord about it, and He'll help you. And you can talk to us about it too if you want. I have no problems with people challenging me on what I say. I better have a reason for the hope that lies within me. And if you want to talk to me at any time, you do that. And I know the other brethren feel the same. Come, let us reason together, the Lord said. Do you think you can challenge God? He doesn't mind. He'll reason with you. His reasoning is better, because the Holy Spirit will touch your heart and give you the answer. But let's give ourselves over to God. Let's give ourselves over to the ministry that He's called us to, with the idea that how can this ministry fit into the body of Christ? How can I lift up, build up, and comfort the church with what God has given me? Because that's the purpose. That's what Paul said about prophecy, and that's just true about all of the gifts. Oh, let the church be lifted up. Let the church be built up. Let the church be comforted by that which every joint supplies. What a wonderful plan and purpose God has, but let us become participants. Not standing on the outside, but giving ourselves wholly to become part of this wonderful thing God is doing. Amen. Let's just pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time of convocation, this Feast of Tabernacles that You've called us to, when we can, Lord, rest from our labors and rest from all our concerns that we have about what's going on all around us, whether it's even at work or in families, and begin to bless Your name for these days that we're here, and rest in Your peace, and allow Your Holy Spirit to flow over our heads and off our garments, Lord. Give us a spirit of submission, Lord. Give us the spirit of the Son, who, it says, cried with prayers and supplications unto the One who was able to save Him from death, and was heard, and that He feared. Though we were a son, the Son, yet He learned obedience by the things that He suffered. Heavenly Father, we pray this morning, help us. Help us, Lord, to come and be fit into our place as living stones in a glorious temple You're building. Give everyone here and those that are listening, Lord, that touch of Your anointing that will help them to release everything that's holding them back. May all unforgiveness or any root of bitterness be done away with by the Holy Spirit as we look to submit to you, Father, who are in charge of every part of our life and have laid out every day of our life before we were formed in the womb. To you we give the glory and honor and power this morning, Lord. Bless each one and comfort and strengthen each one, and help us, Lord. Help us to come together to be loving members that support each other and bear one another's burdens. In Jesus' name, amen. Are there some announcements this morning?
Our local assembly usually ministers to one of the nursing homes, and it's our happens to be our Sunday. So we're looking for a few people that would join us to sing over at Regional Care. So that's the one across the river in Battleford. And it's at 3:30 in their rec room area number one. We could probably meet here maybe at 3 o'clock. If I have even 8 or 10 people would be really nice. So I'll meet you up front here at about 3 o'clock. Thank you. I could. Is there a show of hands? Brian's asking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I see Ken. Is Ken coming? Ken, can you come? Sure. We got 6 or 7 anyway. Perfect. Thank you.
The canteen needs volunteers. We can't open or operate without you guys helping out, so if you can sign up, please do so, because if we don't have anybody signed up in time slots, I can't keep it open because my hands are now busy with the little ones, so I can't run it all the time. So if you can sign up, please be able to. The sign-up sheet is in the canteen right now. I know we do have somebody for 2 o'clock. One other person would be great, so she's not by herself. Again, the sign-up sheet is there. If you have any questions, please let me know, and to sign up, please be 17 or older, or if you are younger, have a parent with you. Thank you.
I apologize because you'll hear this probably more than once, but it's regarding registration. We are thankfully very full this year, so if we could try to get registration taken care of at your earliest convenience, we'd really appreciate that. We can take all forms of payment now, including credit and debit, and I can take those. So if you see me at the desk, you can pay in those forms. If you see Nancy at the desk, you can pay in cash and check as well. So just to let you know, and again, if you can just take care of that as early as possible, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Pardon me. I have an announcement for the children. So can I see your eyes? Where are some children here? There's some. Where? Ooh, there's some more. Okay. So now, if you are 6 or older, this is your announcement. Okay? So, if it is raining outside, we are going to play games outside on the grass between the canteen and the playground. Did I say if it's raining? That might be kind of wet. If it is not raining, that is where you go, between the canteen and the playground. If it is raining, we are going to meet underneath the cloud room, so not the top, the bottom, and we have some games for you. And we are going to be doing that at 3:30. So just so you know, the time for you to meet, if it is raining underneath the cloud room, if it is not on the lawn but by the canteen, is 3:30.
We are needing workers for the kitchen at lunch here, especially. We have very short staff right now. Please come see me.
Thirteen and older, at 2 o'clock, we're going to meet right here.
We also need to have dorm parents, so I'm going to make it a little different this year. I'm going to just ask for one set of parents to look after tonight, and I'm going to put a piece of paper by the front of the food lineup, and if you could take a look at it, if you have children in the dorm, and put your name down. And if you don't put your name down, then I'm going to have to turn into a bully. And I don't want to turn into a bully after the sermon we had, so. Can we have somebody for tonight, parents? The other thing, too, just if we could, if there's not enough parents around, we can use an older adult as well that doesn't like sleeping very well. But if there's, we want one parent to be one that is a parent, that has children in the dorm. So one parent, put your hand up tonight for the men's and one for the ladies. Thank you. We got a lady, now how about a guy? Oh, such a volunteering bunch. We can't go anywhere until we have one name go up. Who has young men in the dorm? Did I see a hand? Oh, there we go, two. All right, thank you. So if there's another young person, either a young lady or a young man that wants to help them out, you can come and see me. Thank you.
Just to remind you, dear folks, at 3 o'clock we will continue to have our gathering for seniors or empty nesters or anybody that feels lonely and wants to have time of fellowship in the old dining hall. If there's anybody here that's new and doesn't know where to go, just ask around. Somebody, I'm sure, will be able to show you where to go. So it's just a time of getting together and having a time to share and sing a few songs. And nobody's going to be preaching a sermon. We're just a time of sharing. So you're most welcome to come.
I'm going to make this announcement tonight as well, so if you don't want to listen to it now, you don't have to. This is just, this brochure has been made and is available at the registration desk, and it's got a whole bunch of good information in it. It has a list of the volunteer schedule in it, so that if you weren't sure what day we are asking to work, this will determine that for you, so we can make these announcements much shorter if, well, anyways, I'm making the announcements longer, aren't I? So these are available to be picked up there. I would just want to read this portion of it so that we all hear it well. First of all, we like to be sure to acknowledge and welcome those visitors here that are not with us physically but are tuning in online. There are a number of people that have tuned into the meeting this morning and will continue to tune in for the remainder of the week. And we certainly want you to join with us from where you are. It's a pleasure to be able to do that. The North Battleford Camp is a Christian event hosted by Global Missions at the Sharon Christian Fellowship Grounds. Now, we do refer to ourselves as Sharon Schools, and maybe some of you have wondered, what's that about? Well, most of us maybe know that this was a Bible school back way back, and it's the legal name. That's just free information there. So everyone is welcome to attend the meetings and to worship with us. Everyone is welcome here. For people who are here for the first time, those who minister from the pulpit have sought the Lord through prayer and through His Word. We acknowledge that the Holy Spirit leads our meetings and a program is not followed and sermons are not repeated. We ask that with reverence and respect to God and to our place of worship, as well as in accordance with the scriptures found in 1 Corinthians 11, 1 to 16, that all men remove their headwear in the tabernacle, and that during the morning and evening services, women wear a head covering. If you are a new guest, please come as you are and worship with us. While there are many activities that take place on the grounds, the prayer room, located through the doors at the front of the tabernacle, is kind of in a state of under construction. We apologize for that. There's room in there if you want to go and find a quiet place to pray. There's a lot of space out here too if you just need to wander off and do that as well. This finishes off by saying, let God speak to your heart as we reverently ask him to meet with us and to open our hearts and minds to his eternal and never-changing word. God bless you.
Let us stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you from the very depths of our hearts that you have come to visit us in such a powerful, wonderful way, and that you are moving in our midst by your Holy Spirit. And already you have spoken through us through the word of prophecy. We have sung praises unto you, and you've ministered through us through your word, through your vessels. Lord, we pray that you would just bless all those that have gathered here and those that are still traveling, and that you would put your covering over your church and keep us in your care. We commit us into your hands now, and we thank you from the very depths of our hearts for this meeting this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.